The concept of printing parts in space is the same as this 3D printer at the Cincinnati Hamilton County Public Library. But it's a lot more complicated, and it uses materials that won't float away and can withstand hot and cold temperatures. Layer by layer, the printer will produce parts on site designed by people on Earth in just days, not the months and years it could take to fly it there. Nikki Werkheiser is NASA's in-space manufacturing project manager.
The astronauts will be able to, on demand, create or manufacture whatever parts they may need, even their habitats, electronics, anything that breaks along the way, or if they need a new part. So this in-space manufacturing initiative is really about developing all of those technologies and the skill sets that will enable those longer-term missions.
There is already a 3D printer in space. A company called Made in Space is working with NASA and developed the printer, which is now at the International Space Station. Brad Kohlenberg, the company's business development engineer, says because the astronauts are so busy, Made in Space programmed the parts to be printed out of a hard plastic, and all the astronauts at the space station had to do was open up the printer and be surprised.
It's like this magical box, you know, where they just almost like a microwave where you keep opening and new food keeps coming out. So they take out a part, shut the door. A few minutes later, another part's there. They just keep coming by this magical box that keeps giving them things.
Kohlenberg says the printing in space was a success. Made in Space will test the parts on Earth and determine how well they were made. He's especially proud of a part made on the fly. His company designed, modeled, and printed a ratchet in 4 days. The other parts were planned months in advance. A commercial printer will be out later this year.
The concept is you give us your file, we'll send it to a printer, print it out, and you'll have your hardware in space in days instead of having to, you know, take months to integrate it into a rocket, you know, vibe test it, launch integrate, and all that time and money that's a lot of people don't think of, but a lot of it, there's a lot of time and money that goes into just ensuring that your payload, you know, we'll get to space without destroying itself or destroying the rocket it's riding on.
Back on Earth, NASA's Werkheiser is using simulated Martian dirt to test 3D printed bricks for habitats on Mars and rocket components.
We're already building things on the ground using metals like propulsion components for our rockets, but they use a powder-based metal material that's a very fine powder. And we haven't quite figured out how to manipulate those powders without gravity. So that's one that we're still working on.
These materials would be embedded with electronics, and so there is also research on how they can be recycled.
So we're actually have awarded three small companies with a small business award to look at how we would recycle things like our launch packing materials and Ziploc bags into 3D printing filament.
The 3D space printer could be used for things like building shelters in space beginning in 2028. Kohlenberg likens the space printer to our resourcefulness years ago.
You know, just when humans were exploring Earth, when we would cross over a mountain range or cross an ocean, we didn't bring all the supplies with us to build our structures. We chopped down the trees we found in these new locations, and that's what we used to build our habitats.
There are more down-to-earth applications. NASA is partnering with the U.S. Army, which is interested in using the technology for soldier housing and disaster relief. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.